The decision on whether to allow fracking in New York seems to be yet again in limbo. Governor Cuomo's health commissioner, Dr. Nirav Shah, said a month ago that he was still in the midst of a health review requested by the governor's environmental department last summer, but he said he expected it to be done in a few weeks. But Dr. Shah, in his only public comments to date, seemed to contradict even that deadline.
I anticipate that we will be done in the next few weeks. There's no real timetable. We're learning more information as we go. We want to make sure that we cover all of the ground and not rush to a decision.
The latest delay comes after nearly 5 years of public hearings, environmental reviews, and missed deadlines by Governor Cuomo's administration, as well as under former governors. Since Dr. Shah's remarks, the state assembly has passed a 2-year moratorium on fracking. Although the bill has not yet come up for a vote in the Senate, there's considerable support among Democrats, and senators are facing pressure to act. The latest urgings come from New York City officials, who held a news conference at City Hall. Public advocate Bill de Blasio warned that fracking could threaten drinking water and food supplies that might be contaminated by the gas drilling.
If we fail, we are endangering the health of thousands and thousands of New Yorkers. We're endangering the future of our environment.
Opponents of fracking increasingly see the delays on a final decision as a hopeful sign. Governor Cuomo seemed to acknowledge the ever-growing influence of the anti-fracking movement recently. He answered a question about a Quinnipiac poll that showed for the first time a majority of New Yorkers clearly oppose fracking.
What people think and feel matters. Is it necessarily determinative? No.
The governor also offered some advice to the pro-fracking movement, which includes landowners who want to lease their land to the companies for profit, and lobby groups like the Independent Oil and Gas Association. Cuomo says fracking supporters should consider why it is that numerous New Yorkers are afraid of gas drilling. The governor's remarks were prompted in part by statements from the Petroleum Council, who had urged the governor to get moving on the issue.
You are a lobbyist for the pro-fracking entities. My suggestion was you have work to do. And thank you very much for the advice on how to do my job. And here's gratuitous advice on how to do your job. Talk to the people of the state, talk to the legislators and elected officials in the state, and explain to them why their fears are all unfounded.
The Petroleum Council's Karen Moreau says it seems the verbal attacks were to set up the pro-fracking movement as the fall guys if the decision is ultimately made against fracking.
It seemed like he was looking to put blame on someone, certainly other than his administration.
Moreau says any more promotions by the oil and gas industry could seem self-serving to the public. She says it's really up to the state's environmental agency, using its staff of scientists, geologists, and engineers to look at the science objectively, examine results in the 29 other states that allow fracking, and decide.
That should have happened by now. I think this issue has been studied to death. And now it's down to, I believe, a political decision on the part of the governor.
There's another possible sign that fracking could be delayed even longer. The recently passed state budget contains no provisions for extra staff at Cuomo's environmental department. The governor's environmental commissioner, Joe Martens, has said he'd need at least 100 more employees to carry out permitting for any new drilling. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.